Is America a great country or what? Yes, it is. God bless America, land that we love. Dear friends, 10 days ago, with courage and with friendship, Al Gore asked me to be his running mate. And I don't have to tell you that this has been a most extraordinary week for my family and me. There's an old saying that behind every successful man, there's a surprised mother-in-law.
That was Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman, August 16, 2000, the Democratic Convention in Los Angeles, accepting the nomination for vice president and opening with a trademark joke. Joe Lieberman is being remembered as a senator, a presidential candidate, and a vice presidential candidate, but also part of Joe Lieberman's legacy, comedy. What were some of his funniest quips, jokes, and real-time reactions? Find out in this episode of C-SPAN's The Weekly, as we remember Joe Lieberman's journey through politics, with the jokes he told and the funny things he said.
Hello, I'm Pam, and joining me today is Zach as we celebrate 45 years of C-SPAN's unblinking eye on the democratic process.
That's right, Pam. Since our founding in 1979, C-SPAN has been documenting history with a unique approach, unfiltered, without commentary, and entirely independent from government funding. C-SPAN is funded by fees from our cable and satellite distribution partners, and now, with fewer people subscribing to cable and satellite, we're asking you to help support our next 45 years.
It's amazing to see how C-SPAN has adapted and grown. With the rise of digital platforms and social media, C-SPAN has expanded its reach so that no matter where you are, you have 24/7, 365 access to the democratic process.
As we navigate this ever-changing media environment, C-SPAN's dedication to putting you in the rooms where politics is debated and policy is determined will not waver.
We ask you to support C-SPAN's vital mission. As we celebrate 45 years of service, your contribution helps us to continue to adapt and grow in this digital age. Visit cspan.org/donate to make your contribution today.
So, here's to 45 more years of bringing democracy directly to you wherever you get your news. Thank you for your support. Visit cspan.org/donate today to make a difference.
April 17th, 1996. Another mother-in-law joke, this time on the floor of the Senate. The joke setup comes from Joe Biden discussing an anti-terrorism bill and phone surveillance.
Once the phone is tapped, if you go to your mother-in-law's house to use the phone, and then after you get off, your mother-in-law is on the phone. They cannot, under the law, tap your mother-in-law. They must end the surveillance. Must stop. Must stop.
And here's Joe Lieberman with the payoff.
Senator Biden is right. Right in everything he said, except for that part where he said that I couldn't wiretap my mother-in-law. I would like to talk to him later about that. Joking. Mr. President, let me say first...
Yes. Your mother-in-law may be listening.
It probably is.
On August 8, 2000, Al Gore announced Joe Lieberman as his running mate. The event was held in Nashville, Tennessee. For the purpose of understanding this Joe Lieberman joke, know that Al Gore's hometown is Carthage, Tennessee.
I am so proud to be joined here today by my family and the Gore family. We are so grateful to Al and Tipper, not just for having the confidence to choose Hadassah and me, but for being such dear friends and making this last miraculous day and a half be so comfortable and full of concern and support for us. I'm proud to have our children here, Hannah and Rebecca and Matt and his now famous wife, April, and Ethan and his wife, Ariella. And Al, I want to thank you for mentioning my granddaughter, Tennessee. I'm just sorry that we also couldn't be joined here today by my cousin Carthage.
On January 13, 2003, at his former high school in Stamford, Connecticut, where he graduated in 1960, Joe Lieberman announced his own campaign for the presidency.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, President Mark Parrott. Thank you, Madam President Samantha LaRoche. And thank you, Mr. Principal Carmine Lamone, who graduated from Stamford High School in the class of 1961, perhaps the second greatest class in Stamford High School history. I want to make clear to those who are not familiar with Stamford High School that when Mark or Samantha referred to me as a knight, that was not, the office I'm running for. This school, we are known as the Black Knights of Stamford High.
On the Tonight Show that night, Jay Leno joked, Joe Lieberman announced that he's running. He made the announcement at his old high school. Out of force of habit, the kids gave him a wedgie and broke his glasses. A week after the announcement, Joe and his wife Hadassah appeared together at the 92nd Street Y to discuss their book, An Amazing Adventure, Joe and Hadassah's Personal Notes on the 2000 Campaign. The first question was for Hadassah. How had the presidential campaign announcement changed her life?
In some ways, a lot, and in some ways, a little. In the sense that it's pretty dramatic when your husband announces that he wants to be president. In that way, it's been quite dramatic. And in other ways, it's the same old, getting up and trying to walk in the morning and having Joey say to me, well, now he says things like, maybe you shouldn't have said that after we do a joint interview. It's happened about three times this week.
Senator?
See, you all thought this was Joe and Hadassah. It's actually George Burns and Gracie. Right.
More jokes about Joe Lieberman's family. So far, we've heard him twice mention his mother-in-law. Discussing his presidential campaign at the National Press Club on August 4th, 2003, he was asked about his own mother.
The last question is, we hear that your campaign has a secret weapon.
Yes.
By the name of your mother, Marsha. How do you plan to propose to deploy this secret weapon?
Yeah, my now 88-year-old mom is a secret weapon. God bless her. 2 weeks before Mother's Day, I called my mother, and I said, I feel terrible. I've just looked at the schedule, and I can't be in Connecticut with you. On Mother's Day, they've scheduled me to go to Iowa. Mom's reaction, would you like me to go with you? And she did. I find that wherever Mom goes, she's now been to Iowa, New Hampshire, and Florida, needless to say, they don't want to see me anymore. So this is going to be one heck of a first mom.
On April 9th, 2003, a debate. 9 Democratic presidential candidates on stage. Here's Joe Lieberman's closing statement.
Let me say a final word. I think there are some people who would say, well, you've had an interesting debate, but really, ultimately, what's the use of it? You can't beat George W. Bush. I want to tell you why I know we can beat George W. Bush. Because Al Gore and I did it in 2000.
In fact, it was the only mention of Al Gore during that debate. John Kerry won the 2004 New Hampshire primary. He got 38% of the vote. Joe Lieberman finished fifth with 8.5% of the vote. He ended up a few points below Wesley Clark and John Edwards. Here's Joe Lieberman's reaction.
Let me ask you this. Is New Hampshire a great state or what? You bet it is. But based on the returns that we've seen tonight, thanks to the people of New Hampshire, we are in a 3-way split decision for third place.
Now, we think that was a joke. At the least, asking, is New Hampshire a great state or what, seemed to be a callback to his 2000 convention speech opening, Is America a Great Country or What? On August 25th, 2018, Senator John McCain died. A memorial service was held on September 1st at the National Cathedral. Joe Lieberman gave a eulogy for his longtime friend.
Our friendship taught me many things, including, I must add,
some jokes that I otherwise never would have known. John loved to laugh and make others laugh. When he found a joke that people liked, he told it over and over and over again. One of my favorites was about the two inmates going through the food line for dinner at the state penitentiary. One says to the other, "The food is terrible here." And the other says, "It was a lot better when I was governor." Yeah. I heard that one often, and I laughed every time because John laughed so hard every time he told it.
And Joe Lieberman told this John McCain joke.
He ultimately, as he did with so much of his life, turned these interfaith experiences into a truly hilarious comedy routine. It began with a solemn pronouncement by John that he was converting to Judaism. Then he explained much less solemnly, "I do this not because of any particular liking for the religion. It's just that for so many years I've had to go along with all of Joe's religious nonsense that I might as well convert and get the benefits." One of his favorite targets was the Sabbath elevators in Israeli hotels, which are pre-programmed to stop at every floor. You know, John had many virtues, but patience was not one of them. Therefore, rides on those Shabbat elevators were not the happiest times we spent together.
Well, here's John McCain's take on that joke, speaking to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, March 3rd, 2014.
Well, just prior to Joe's leaving the Senate, there was a big, wonderful dinner at the Israeli embassy for Joe, and all the important people in Washington were there. And there was speaker after speaker after speaker extolling the virtues and record and wonderment and beauty of Joe Lieberman, and all was true. And I was the last speaker. So I said, "Look, I'm not going to tell you about Joe Lieberman, you've already heard, but I have an announcement to make. I have spent all these years with Joe Lieberman, eating salmon, riding the Shabbat elevator, not being able to ride in a car on Saturday. I've had to go through all this all these years, and I've gotten none of the benefits, so I'm announcing my conversion to Judaism." And Joe said, "That was great. Only I had to have a bris. So I've changed my mind."
Similar conversion comedy when Joe Lieberman joined a November 30th, 2010 Senate floor tribute to his retiring Democratic colleague from Connecticut, Chris Dodd.
A while ago, only Chris Dodd would have told an audience here in Washington that he thought enough time had passed in my career that he could reveal that Joe Lieberman actually had not been born Jewish, but was born a Baptist and raised a Baptist. And then when I got into politics and saw how many events I'd have to go to on Friday night or Saturday, I converted to Judaism to be able to take the Sabbath off. And then Chris says, "And you know, I'm thinking of converting to Judaism myself, but only for the weekends."
And not just Jewish jokes, Joe Lieberman could tell an Irish joke, like he did when addressing the International Association of Firefighters on March 15th, 2009, 2 days before St. Patrick's Day.
Jim Kelly, who's a firefighter from my hometown of Stamford, Connecticut, has this unusual relationship where he shares Irish jokes with me. Most of them, I will quick to say, are not repeatable in this setting, not with the C-SPAN cameras are, and acknowledging that I want to continue as a United States senator. But I do have one that I want to tell you that I'm not sure Kelly gave it to me or I picked it up somewhere else. If it's funny, it's my joke. If it's not, it's Kelly's. But this is the story of a Belfast and two cars collide. in a very serious accident. Both cars are just about demolished. Two driver gets out of each car, and they look at each other and they realize that one is a priest and one is a minister. And they look at the cars, which are very badly damaged, and they look at each other, and they're basically unharmed. And the minister says to the priest, surely having gone through an accident this serious and having emerged unharmed, this must be God's way of telling us that he wants us to live together in peace and harmony for the rest of time. And the priest says, it must be God's will. Priest looks at his car and says, oh my God, another miracle. In the trunk of my car, a bottle of Irish whiskey, notwithstanding the accident, totally unbroken. And this must mean, the priest says to the minister, that God wants us to have a drink to celebrate this miracle and to toast to our future in peace together. So the priest opens the bottle of Irish whiskey, hands it to the minister. The minister takes one deep swig and then another, hands it back to the priest. The priest puts the bottle on the ground. The minister says, aren't you going to have any? The priest says, no, I'm just going to wait for the police to arrive.
After hearing all these jokes, you're probably wondering, did Joe Lieberman ever participate in the annual Funniest Celebrity in Washington contest at the DC Improv? Well, he did. November 1999, and he told this series of jokes. They were topical then, and by golly, they're still topical now.
Continuing my review, we move now to the Reform Party. Incredible party. Donald Trump, did you see over the weekend that he said if he's elected president, he will become his own U.S. trade representative? And immediately thereafter, Ivana signed a contract with China to represent them, promising to obtain ownership of half of American assets. But since you like lists, this has no number. The Donald is quite a ladies' man, and very proud of it and boasts about it. And we've heard that he's going to have if elected, an all-female cabinet. Now, here are some early predictions of who will be in the cabinet from usually reliable sources. Secretary of Energy, Carmen Electra. Secretary of Defense, Xena, the Warrior Princess. Secretary of Housing, Leona Helmsley. That was obvious. Secretary of Education, Vanna White. Attorney General, Judge Judy. Now, the last two I love. Secretary of Commerce, who else but Kathy Lee Gifford? And finally, to show that the Donald is a man with a big heart and gives people a second chance, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Heidi Fleiss.
Also at that 1999 Funniest Celebrity Contest, held half a year before Al Gore picked him as a running mate, Joe Lieberman imagined being picked as a running mate by a different Al, Al Franken.
I have been working on some campaign slogans for us. This is it, folks. The final list of the night. And here's a few we're batting around. Let me know what you think for the Franken-Lieberman all-Jewish ticket. With malice toward none, but a little guilt for everyone. Tip a canoe and two Jews, too. All right. This is an older, more traditional, for the older senior citizens. A matzo ball in every pot. Or all the way with the UJA. This is one of my favorites. Can you see it on a bumper sticker? Franken and Lieberman. No bull, no pork. All right. This one is a special bumper sticker for the angry white male vote. Locks and load. finally, my favorite, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your mother. Thank you very much. Good night.
Joe Lieberman won that Funniest Celebrity in Washington contest in 1999, which leads to a rare personal note. I also competed in that very same Funniest Celebrity in Washington contest against Joe Lieberman and many other funny folks. I didn't win, but I'm not bitter. In fact, I'm upbeat. Like Joe Lieberman reacting to the results of the New Hampshire primary, I was pumped that I finished in a three-way split decision for third place. And now, a bonus clip. December 14, 2000, the day after the Supreme Court ruled against him and Al Gore in Bush v. Gore, deciding the 2000 presidential election. Joe Lieberman was back on the Senate floor with some trademark light comedy and some signature optimism.
You've probably noticed that I have that many things in politics and government seem to be taking a little bit longer than normal this year. It is December 14th, and the 106th Congress is surprisingly still in session. But happily, that allows me to come to the Senate chamber, this great American forum, which I love and respect so much, and reflect on the extraordinary opportunity Vice President Al Gore gave to me when he asked me to be his running mate this year. Mr. President, when I accepted the nomination of my party at its convention in Los Angeles in August, I began by asking, is America a great country or what? Last night, we ended that remarkable journey in a disappointing way. But nevertheless, I want to answer my question this morning by declaring, yes, America is a great country.
That's it for this episode of C-SPAN's The Weekly. Want to take your own comedy journey through the political career of Joe Lieberman? Use the C-SPAN Video Library. Just go to cspan.org and use a search bar on top. You can hear more times he brought down the House, actually brought down the Senate. No doubt you'll come away exclaiming to a big room full of lots of people, is this a great video library or what? For now, thanks for listening and happy searching. And for our closing music, let's go back to 2000 and Al Gore announcing his running mate.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next Vice President of the United States of America, Joe Lieberman.